Ang resulta ng pangalawang referendum tungkol sa bandila ay umabot sa 56.6% na mga sumusuportang panatilihin ang kasalukuyang bandila. 43.2% naman ang bumotong pabor sa disenyo ni Kyle Lockwood na itim, asul at pilak na kulay, samantalang 0.2% ang pinawalang boto. Ang kasalukuyang bandila ay may Union Jack ng United Kingdom sa kanyang ibabaw at 40 bituing hugis ng Southern Cross na nagpapahiwatig ng lokasyon ng New Zealand sa South Pacific. Ganito ang naging reaksyon ni Punong Ministro John Keys nang ipahayag ang resulta ng referendum.
Obviously, I'm naturally a little bit disappointed that the flag didn't change tonight. We posted their ballots back and returned them, 2.2 million New Zealanders. By the time the final votes are counted, nearly a million New Zealanders will have voted for the new design, and that shows you that it had widespread support. That the polls were in fact wrong, it was much closer than actually everyone predicted.
Sinabi naman ng historian ng Auckland University of Technology, Dr. Paul Moon, na hindi siya nagulat sa naging resulta ng referendum.
It's entirely predictable. Opinion polls from almost a year ago before the process got underway showed clearly the majority of New Zealanders didn't want to change. Those polls remain consistent throughout, and the referendums just confirmed that. In most cases, countries change flags because they've had some major political or social convulsion. It might be a revolution, a war, something like that. None of those conditions applied in New Zealand. There was no alternative flag that really caught people's imagination. The whole selection process was deeply flawed. So basically everything that could go wrong had gone wrong. And most importantly of all, there was no popular will for a change. So this is something that a few politicians tried to impose on people rather than coming from grassroots level.
Idinagdag naman ni Ginoong Keys na samantalang ang referendum ay nabigo, ito ay isang mahalagang pagsasanay.
We also think as a country had a nationwide discussion about our flag, about nationhood, about what we stand for. And I think that's been an important discussion we not only should have had, but must always have. I don't think we should shy away from the fact that we should have a discussion about contentious issues just because they are by nature contentious.
Sa kabila nito, sinabi ni Dr. Moon na dahil nagkahalaga ang referendum ng 23 milyong dolyar, hindi ito dapat itunuloy nang walang malawakang suporta mula sa publiko.
If the polls were correct, and obviously were, there was no will for change, it beggars belief that someone could devote $26 million to an outcome that's already known.
Para sa maraming New Zealanders, ang pinakamalaking problema sa pagsasagawa ng referendum ay ang halaga ng bagong bandila na hindi katulad ng kasalukuyan, samantalang ang iba naman ay basta hindi gusto ang balak na disenyo ng bagong bandila. Sinabi ni Ginoong Keys na ang balak na bandila ay humarap sa mga hamon.
I've met people in the last, two or three months have said to me, I want change, but I'm not going to vote for that particular flag. I don't like the design. Equally, I think there are a lot of people who finally picked up the ballot paper and looked at the two alternatives and said, look, I'm going to vote for change. Familiarity certainly helped. I think a lot of people, when they saw the flag flying, thought, actually, that looks pretty cool. And, you got to say, it's a lot of votes swung. I mean, if you look at all of the polling that came out from the TV channels and the newspapers, the best you could find was that the new proposed flag wouldn't get more than about 25-30%. In fact, it polled a hell of a lot more than that.
Sinabi din ng punong ministro na sa kabila ng hindi matagumpay na referendum tungkol sa pagbabago ng bandila, maaari pa din itong mangyari sa hinaharap. Ayon naman kay Dr. Moon, ang mas malaking dahilan ay ang tunay na pangangailangang baguhin ang bandila upang magtagumpay sa kinabukasan.
More recently, the argument was made that we need to have a flag to reflect who we are. We're more multicultural, more independent, more vibrant, and all these sort of cliches were trotted out. And so the idea was, because we've evolved and matured as a nation, we need a new flag. Now, that's about as sensible as saying as we grow up and develop as humans, as individuals, we need to change our name because we're more mature than we used to be. You don't change things like flags just because your country evolves. In fact, that's a very good reason for keeping the flag.
Ang pinal na resulta ng referendum na hindi inaasahang magbabago sa resulta ay ilalabas ay 30 ng Marso.